find another hour to become more powerful. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program Tuesday. And there are some, Jennifer Horn, who say that today is there at some point the first day of spring, not the first full day. I guess I must have. Did I follow this up? Who's right here?
Today is the first day of spring.
All right. So later on today, there'll be a sort of celebration in the streets. It usually is marked by somebody says 3:21 this afternoon is the first day or the first moment of spring. But tomorrow's the first full day, so I was off by a whole 24 hours. Good heavens, what's wrong with me?
Uh-oh. Well, it's okay. You're traveling. You're still making your way across country, so, you know.
All right.
You're off.
So I'm off. Yesterday I went through another snowstorm in Arizona. I was in southern. I went from northern Arizona to southern Arizona, and I still went through a snowstorm. And it was 78 degrees when I called the farm yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I heard it was 80-something in Chicago yesterday.
Yeah, right. Things are changing as we're. Well, we're here to discuss the issues of the day, things that you ought to know about if you want to feel conversationally adroit or adept, whether it's the old water cooler conversation or whether it's just, okay, I want to know what's going on. I want to get my first cue as to what may interest me, and then you can follow up on it. I think it's pretty interesting to note that those who were victims of Bernie Madoff are going to get some kind of a settlement. And I'm not sure that everybody understands this. Anyway, the fellows who own the New York Mets, Saul Katz and Fred Wilpin, agreed to pay out $162 million to investors who lost their money in Bernie Madoff's schemes. A trust for the fraud victims demanded 6 years of fictitious profits that these guys allegedly earned from their Madoff investments. The trustee of this group argued the team owners knew that Madoff's investment scheme was a fraud, but continued their investments anyway because of the fact they were making a lot of money on the fraud. So they were going to be prosecuted, Jennifer. It sounds kind of dodgy, the whole thing, if you follow back. And this has been, what, this conversation has been going on for 4 or 5 years since it was first known that Madoff skimmed. I mean, they were talking about, I think it was $11 billion or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. There was tons of dough.
Lots of dough.
So these two guys who made all this money have 3 years to start making payments. They don't have to make all the payments over 3 years. So they were in cahoots, it seems, and they aren't going to be prosecuted? Does that sound right? Does that sound
nope. Like
it's fair? There's something wrong with that situation. Anybody know anything more about it? 800-510-8255. All right, so there's a drug scandal in the modeling business. That doesn't sound like scandal and drugs and modeling doesn't seem like
it seems two words weird, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, this. Have you heard of the clothing line Ed Hardy?
No.
Okay, it's a clothing line of mostly hats.
I've heard of the Kmart clothing line, but I haven't heard of Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy does hats and T-shirts for men and for women.
Really?
It's very, you can really tell, it stands out. It looks like tattoo art almost. And this story doesn't have anything to do with him per se, but he had this model, Simone Farrow, working for him. She was an Australian swimsuit model. And she just got arrested. She's accused of being the boss of a global drug ring.
Ooh.
Yeah, and she was arrested after almost a month on the run. She's been evading the law for over a month. She's a former penthouse pet and, of course, Ed Hardy model. And she was just extradited to Sydney on Wednesday night after her arrest at this dumpy hotel near Eastern Australia on the Gold Coast Highway. And she was accused of trafficking ice, quote-unquote ice, in bags of bath salts from a Hollywood high-rise. She broke down and pleaded innocent, but she was still, federal police was still with her. And
what is ice?
You don't know what ice is? Ice is, I think it's cocaine, isn't it?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Who knows what ice is?
I don't know.
510-8255.
Check this out. She had 19 aliases in this drug ring. And she had a long-lost teenage daughter that also helped turn her in. So
how old is this woman?
This woman is 37 years old.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so people were looking for her. You know, she's on the run. And I think it's interesting, though, this Vera Maripovich said her daughter turned her into federal authorities.
Vera Maripovich.
I know.
800-510-8255. In a moment, we talk about the burger battles.
Oh, I heard. A new winner, right?
12 after the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
800-510-8255. You can follow what we're doing with a lot of information at DougStephan.com and also Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Jennifer is personing that. People say manning. When you go to a store, who's manning the store? Who's manning the fountain at the ice cream store? Why would you say manning? There's something about that. Oh, speaking of manning.
Peyton?
yesterday, I'm having breakfast at mm-hmm. the place where I spent the night last night, the night before last, and maybe 14 tables in this little restaurant. Everybody's talking about Peyton Manning going to Denver.
Yeah, it was a big thing.
It was the end of the world. Like, hello, somebody new had been elected president. It was back and forth, and the conversation was so silly with people who felt like they had to be in the conversation. I didn't feel like I had to because I knew that Peyton Manning was a free agent and knew he was talking to Denver because a friend of John Elway's and Tebow is there and what are they going to do with Tebow? But it's just, it was so superficially silly.
It was the biggest thing on Twitter yesterday was the Peyton Manning, Tim Tebow thing. And I think so much of it because Tim Tebow had kind of a mystical season. You know, he kept winning. He kept pulling out these victories out of nowhere.
And I think that's the question here, frankly. I'd love to hear from some people on this at 800-510-8255. Seriously, is there something that seems dishonorable about this guy doing what he did for Denver and basically being brushed out the door? He's going to get traded after what he did. It just seems...
Because people think he's not that great of a quarterback. He can't throw. He's got some issues, but...
So how did he manage to pull off? I mean, people say, because of his connection to God.
The link to God. I don't know. I feel sorry for him because I like Tebow, and I think...
No, I don't think you have to feel sorry. I think he's going to get...
He's going to be fine.
Pick him
I
up.
Know.
If nothing else, he's a draw. No publicity is bad publicity.
I think Denver missed out on a real opportunity to kind of build a franchise around him. Now, they might not have been the most winning franchise, which is probably what they're after, but they had a lot of people watching them because they have a lot of Tim Tebow fans out there.
Yeah. So just what's your thoughts if you're in Colorado or anywhere and you're a football fan? 800-510-8255. Peyton Manning going there is good. And who is his? There was talk about somebody else that he used to play with going to Denver as well. Elway was friends with somebody else. And
I didn't hear that. You look at you all in the know on the sports, hanging out at the Waffle House.
Yeah, right. That's where I got my information. All my information comes from the Waffle House. 800-510-82. Speaking of waffles, Wendy's has surpassed Burger King as the country's second largest hamburger chain.
I heard that.
There's a story today in pretty much every newspaper you look at. Wendy's had sales of $8.5 billion last year, and Burger King, $8.4. So not, I mean, it's not.
So does the Burger King have to hand over his crown?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's an interesting thought. I haven't thought about it that way. That's pretty funny. So Wendy's more in sales than Burger King. Burger King was founded, Wendy's goes back to 1969. Burger King is actually an English company that owns it. McDonald's had 30. Listen to this. Look at the difference between McDonald's. I'm just looking at these. I'm looking at Wall Street Journal numbers. here. McDonald's last year had $34 billion in sales, and the number two chain is $8.5 billion.
Wow.
So 25% in essence. 25%.
Oh, but think about how available they are. McDonald's, they're everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah. Mm. Wendy's is cleaner. The product is better. I don't know. There's something. Well, you know, the whole thing makes my stomach crawl. But for those people who like that sort of thing, I just think the numbers are interesting. 800-510-8255. Okay, so what's the latest on Nicolette Sheridan, that trial against ABC?
Well, the good news is the trial is over. The bad news is no decision has been made. The judge declared it a mistrial yesterday. The jury was locked, deadlocked, 8-4, and that was in favor of Nicolette Sheridan.
Really?
But they just couldn't deliberate past it. I guess they stopped Thursday. They started up again on Monday, and they just couldn't come to a decision. She was seeking $6 million from Mark Cherry and ABC because she claimed Edie Britt, her character on Desperate Housewives, was killed off after she was smacked in the head by Mark Cherry. She also accused ABC of destroying evidence that would lead back to this thought of hers. So she's deadlocked. Mark Cherry's lucky, I guess. He didn't have to pay up all that money.
When you have a trial that ends in a mistrial, can you retrial or
yes.
It's over?
No, you get to retry. So they have to go through this all again. But what was the curious part of this story is on Twitter yesterday, after this was announced, a lot of celebrities, including a friend of the show, Greg Grunberg, were tweeting about how Nicolette's never going to work again, that it's too bad she didn't get her $6 million because her career's pretty much over, since nobody will want to hire her.
But does Michael Bolton want to marry her again? 800-510-8255. Lou is in Owensboro about John Elway. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the Good Day program. Hi.
Hey, yeah, Doug. I was just commenting on the Tebow Manning thing. You know, this was a great pick for Denver. Tebow, God bless him, he's just not an NFL typical drop-back quarterback. You've got to change your whole offense to conform around him, and teams just aren't going to do that.
So what's his future then, in your opinion, Lou? What's Tebow's future?
Probably a third-string quarterback that comes in and runs a few series or something. He's just not going to start for a team and be successful. You're going to have to build a whole team around him, and people aren't going to spend millions of dollars to build around a quarterback, and then he gets hurt. And then you bring in another type of quarterback, but the personnel don't fit him. So,
does he have any strengths? Could he switch positions? Could he not be a quarterback?
No, he'll probably be a great NFL analyst one day.
It'll be sooner rather than later. All right, thanks for your thoughts, Lou. Let's see, Joe in Key West, what do you think about the decision to hire Peyton Manning and send Tebow down the road? Hello, Joe.
Yeah, okay. I wish I could talk to you.
Short naps, they're really great this time of the day.
I know, I just took one.
Good for you. Joe, go ahead.
Let me put it this way. What they did there in Indy was really a slap in the face. And right now, his brother, Eli, will become, without a doubt, franchise quarterback for the New York Giants. But the thing is, by him going to Denver and everything, it puts a chill on the entire NFL because he should be going to Miami. They're going to rebuild their program. And the thing is, when they rebuild, you put a quality quarterback in there that's proven something in these.
Who should be going to Miami? Peyton or Tebow?
If it's not Peyton or Tebow, then because he was with the Florida Gators.
All right. Thank you. 21 after.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Iodine Protection Fusion Packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I like strength is because I grew up in a lack of it. So that's why I like women who are strong emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally.
Yeah, but it's also your downfall.
Well, that may be.
You get these powerful women that you butt heads with and then crash, boom, bang.
Well, if you just marry one, anyone can clash them.
That usually is the crash, boom, bang.
Yeah, I know.
Any marriage would need fidelity.
Like Popeye says, I am what I am.
Well, I didn't marry a cartoon.
Join us, just Kevin's good day.
Big news from the campaign trail. You probably heard about this. This is a big story. Rick Santorum has now said that if elected president, he would ban hardcore pornography. Yeah, which is why Mitt Romney just changed his slogan to Mitt Romney because Santorum would ban hardcore pornography. Do I know my crowd or what? He would ban hardcore. People were like, no! That's what I live on!
It's obvious Cinemax has gotten to him.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. If I said he had banned all food and nutrition, you would not have reacted that angry. Water will be outlawed.
Oh, we can do without water.
Pornography.
Well, congratulations to Mitt Romney. He won the Republican primary in Puerto Rico. Did you know this? Under the Commonwealth status, Puerto Ricans pay no federal income tax. So Mitt felt right at home. You know, he really felt home there. This was nice. While he was down campaigning in Puerto Rico, Mitt Romney visited a shelter. Okay, it was a tax shelter. But, I mean, I think the idea, you know, it's a similar kind of thing.
In technology news, on Friday, Apple released their latest version of the iPad. So if you have the iPad 2, it now officially sucks. You can just throw it in the seat. Apple comes out with a new iPad, like, every year now. They're even working on the next iPad. And I'm not saying you should wait, but the next iPad comes pregnant with the next iPad after that.
Everyone's talking about March Madness. You guys got March Madness? Everyone's talking about March Madness. After number 15 seeds Norfolk State and Lehigh won in the first round, pretty much everyone's tournament bracket is busted. Yeah, Republicans were like, man, I thought we were bummed out about our Final Four. This is...
Today's vampires are twilight. They're torn between their tousled hair and their chiseled abs. Dude, I don't drink blood. There's too many carbs. But they... And then there's the Vampire Diaries on CW, which is ridiculous. A vampire wouldn't keep a diary.
All right. I'm not sure I think that any of that stuff was that funny, actually.
I giggled. I liked some of it.
Yeah, you giggled a few of them. But I don't, that Ferguson is an acquired taste. We stopped playing David Letterman clips because we thought he wasn't funny. I think some of these are... not as funny as they might be. I'll tell you who is funny usually. Ellen DeGeneres, mm-hmm. who shares some funny and real police reports with her audience.
These are real police reports from different local newspapers
Angela Bass sent this from Sandusky, Ohio. 5:33 p.m., police responded to a burglar alarm on the 3100 block of Milan Road. They found a woman had fallen into a door while doing a complicated exercise move. Police reported seeing spandex twisted around her body in a way they will never unsee. Tammy Cleveland in Stoughton, Wisconsin, 11:43 p.m., a 41-year-old woman flagged down police to report her daughter is missing. The daughter was found sleeping in a room, but the mother did not see her because the room was so messy.
All right. So, that's funny stuff.
She makes me laugh because she just does stuff that everybody can get. You know, it's not dirty. It's just funny.
All right, coming up, Rosie in the focus here.
Oh, yeah.
It's 28 after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. I hate to sound cynical, but when you're flying and you're dealing with a flight connection, you should always assume the worst. So here's what you should do when you have to go from point A to B with a stop in between. One recent study says that delays, cancellations, and missed connections cost passengers $16.7 billion a year. And these days, the minimum legal connection times can be as little as 20 minutes. Just because the airline claims it meets their minimum criteria doesn't mean it should meet yours. If you're booking on your own and your connection is shorter than the minimum allowed, the airline isn't responsible for getting you on another flight. So check the legal connection times for your bags as well. Otherwise, you might make it to your destination and your luggage won't. And don't forget, if you're transferring from an international flight to domestic, you're talking about collecting your bags, clearing customs and immigration, and then going through security all over again before you can even think about getting to your departure date. So take that into account before ever booking your flight. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Horn is okay. Doug Stephan hopefully is okay. Things that you need to know about today in terms of conversation. Oprah seeks her own way. Got it? She's going
to
take up her now. We'll have that story in a moment. First, something you're going to hear probably from a number of your favorite hosts, whether it be the national guys or the local hosts. Study that came out yesterday, Jennifer, from the Pew Project for Excellence. Pew is very, they are very good at non-biased studies. Most of the big pollsters have a bias. Zogby to the left, Gallup to the right, and most of their clients. And so when you get their information, it's always to be questioned.
Right.
Usually Pew is not. So there is attention being given to this study on excellence in, the group taking the journalistic approach to this, understanding news talk radio, which is what a lot of the stations are that carry this program. It's a little lighter bill of fare because of the time of day that we're on, and it's also not aimed at the political bent that most of the news talk radio stations are. But they found there are five different kinds of so-called news talk radio. I think you could probably eliminate the news from this. Oftentimes when people talk about this business, they do it from a sort of naive point of view. It's like the news reporters think that all of the people who do this for a living are all right-wingers like Rush Limbaugh. And it's simplistic and kind of silly, bordering on being stupid. But at any rate, that's what you deal with, so you make the best of it. But this study suggests there are different platforms and the new audiences that are being found. For example, when some of the talk stations have moved over to the FM band. I was listening to KTAR in Phoenix yesterday on the FM side of things. And the hosts have become younger. What the conversation is about more skews to what people are talking about who are younger, parents, kids in school, yada, yada. And because the FM band has a younger audience than the AM band does.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that at some point in time, the news radio stations, and some of them have also migrated to the FM band, will probably not expand to the point where talk on the FM band will expand. And the conversations will be more aimed at the younger audience. Whether, again, be local programs or national programs, they will skew more to the people who are on the FM side, younger and more female-oriented, especially the current music stations. Also, the interesting thing about NPR, total listenership for them has dropped, but that's because a lot of people who are listening to NPR, according to the study, are people who are into digital platforming anyway, so they're going They're interested in what NPR is programming, but they want to hear it not necessarily on the radio.
Right.
They want to go to the digital platforms and listen there. Let's see, 94% of Americans age 12 or older have listened to the radio regularly in the past year over the course of a week, pretty much every day, which I find kind of interesting. A lot of people listen. And so the reason this has value, at least now, is because there's a lot of talk about the phenomenon of people and Rush Limbaugh, and what do we do now that Rush Limbaugh has been slammed the way he has been. Some of that is going to go away, but I think some of it's going to stick because of something that I'm going to spend. This is not aimed at being, it's sounding like there's a blood feud or anything, but I am, for one, as an independent producer of radio programming, I am at the point yesterday, and I was talking to your father about this, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fed up with being victimized by people who really don't have a clue.
Right.
This whole thing, I'm not a player in this, and yet I'm getting it in the shorts.
Yeah.
Because
we do a family-friendly show. And
well, it is to have these goons chasing around after Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. If there are five of these national hosts that have been the focus of the art. Started with Limbaugh, then Beck, and then Hannity, and then Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage. So, the two of them, Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage, come from Talk Radio Network, which is one syndicator, and Beck and Hannity and Limbaugh come from Premier, which is owned by the same company that owns all the Clear Channel radio stations. And so these people who have been well organized, that have called up the advertisers who are on Limbaugh's program and said, we're going to protest if you don't get off of Rush Limbaugh. Okay, that was one step. And then they started calling advertisers who were on Glenn Beck's radio program and the other shows as well and said, if you don't get off those shows, we're going to boycott you. And then they started calling and saying, if you're on a radio station that carries Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, or any of these people, then we're going
to... And what radio station really doesn't carry one of those people?
Right. Well, and I'm on 114 of the affiliates that carry this program, carry Rush Limbaugh,
mm-hmm.
and then to a lesser extent Hannity and Beck. But pretty much those stations are all what we call the old school news talk stations that are involved in political and issue-oriented talk. There are very few of those stations that would carry Dave Ramsey or Clark Howard or Jerry Brown or some of the other folks that are considered not focused on whatever the high issue content of the day is, politics mostly. All right, so now what they've done, if you don't understand what I'm saying, is these people who are protesting have called up the advertisers and said, never mind if the advertiser appears on Limbaugh or Hannity, but on any program that is aired on the same station. So I have Sears, Geico, mm-hmm. Kmart, how many other? There are probably a dozen or 14 of these people who have said, if we hear these ads on the station where Rush Limbaugh is,
yeah, if you're even standing in the room with him,
yeah. So and now this is money coming out of my pocket. Because these crazies, and I'm fed up with it, frankly. It is complete thuggery, and it is unreasonable, unfair, unfounded,
big surprise, not hurting Rush Limbaugh at all. It's hurting you.
It's hurting him a little, in terms of pocketbook issues in the short run, but he'll gain it back again, or he'll go somewhere else. But in the meantime, the stations that are now saying, okay, we better get out of this format because everybody's protest, I mean, it's ruining it for the people who are not even close to, our only fault, if you will, or we're guilty by association because we're on the same station. And I think at this point in time, I've been thinking about this for a couple of days, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to say something on the air because it's just, it's not right. It is, and there are others who would suffer the same fate, mm-hmm. but I'm probably, frankly, the best example of how this thing has worked backwards. Why should I be hurt just because my program is carried on a station that carries Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the point in that?
And
you're
going to
drive everybody away.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anybody any good. All it does is hurt me and others. But again, I don't know of anybody now that I think about it. I'm not sure there's anybody else who's quite in the same kettle of fish as we are. So I just at this point in time, I have always supported, no matter what, I may not agree. There's a difference between not agreeing with what somebody says and respecting their right to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on board with any of these people saying whatever it is that they feel to say, because that's the way our system works.
Yeah.
I'm not on board with people using these thuggerish tactics to try to drive everybody out, and in the wake of it, they take down people that they would support or that they would listen to, like me.
And they're taking down a whole medium, really. I mean, that's what they're trying to
do. Well,
and
they're not going to take down the medium.
No, but I think that's what the attempt is. I mean, yeah. The attempt is to just,
no, the attempt is to get at people whose political point of view doesn't work. So now, frankly, what ought to happen, I haven't seen any big protest aimed at Ed Schultz's affiliates or advertisers or what Tom Hartman has for advertisers or Stephanie Miller, what she has for advertisers, or any of these other people who are on the left. Why aren't the right wingers going after the protesters? The left wingers are going after the people who are sponsoring the right wing program. So why in return aren't the right wingers, if you really want to have some impact, you go play the same game as the people on the left who are trying to chase Limbaugh advertisers out of town? Then you turnabout's fair play.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, nothing really good comes of any of this now. It isn't. There's nothing about this that's good. So I offer that as a subject matter of interest. 800-510-8255. Now, having said that, let's talk about stamps.com. You can protest outside the post office.
Well, you know what, though? I have to commend you for saying that, because I don't think people know how it's really...
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I don't think people really know both sides of the story. You just are hearing one side, so I'm glad you said something about it.
Right. Well,
and now on to stamps.com.
Yes. Well, here's an example of a... this idea is a superb idea. I'm not sure a lot of people have grasped what really Stamps.com is all about, even though I've been telling the story now for, what, 3 weeks or so, 3 or 4 weeks. This is an important message for people who are at home, who are right now, you're thinking about what you may be paying your bills while you're listening to me, and you got to go to the post office because you ran out of stamps. If you had Stamps.com, and you can do this right now, you don't have to do anything in terms of getting in your car and going someplace, you just log on to stamps.com, and you will find in doing that, it's very easy to sign up. In just a couple of minutes, you'll be able to print any postage for any letter or any package. And the deal at stamps.com is very cool, because you're going to get a lot of bonus with the no-risk trial. Stamps.com. You go to the website and you click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. You type in Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug. And then you'll get all this free stuff. Like, you got a free digital scale. You get free postage as you get started. It is so simple, simple, simple. The concept of printing official U.S. postage using your own computer and your own printer. That's not difficult to understand. Then you'll be able to print any postage you want. The mailman takes it from you. You don't have to go to the post office today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. And you get rid of that expensive postage. If you're in a small business like I am, you got a postage meter probably, right? You got one there at CRN,
we do.
Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go out someplace and load it up anymore. And you don't have to pay rent on it. All of this stuff costs you nothing. You're only paying for the cost of the postage, which is the same thing you'd be paying if you stood in line at the post office. So why would you cut out all of this extra garbage and get to town? Stamps.com. I would like you to try it right now by going to stamps.com. Use the code, don't forget, Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better.
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
All right, so Jen, what's the story with Rosie, and what's the story with Oprah, and how do they...
And don't forget Donald Trump fits into this little triangle
right.
as well.
Yes, that's right. The love triangle.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard yet, Oprah decided to axe the Rosie O'Donnell show on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Rumors were swirling that this was going to happen, but Oprah decided to call Rosie ahead of the announcement to let her know what was going on. And I guess it was a very strained conversation, so much so that they are not even talking anymore. Rosie thanked Oprah for the opportunity and then ended the conversation very abruptly. Well, the fight got even worse when they were trying to come to terms on what they would say to the press. And I guess Oprah's people wanted Rosie to actually call Oprah, and Rosie was refusing, making all of her staff doing her dirty work. So it's very strained between the two of them. Add that
That's
into the
immature.
It is a little bit. You're right. And I mean, at least Oprah took the high road and called her and said, "Hey, I'm going to cancel you. Get ready."
The boss. That's Amina.
Yeah.
If I have to get rid of somebody, that's what I do. I pick up the phone and say, "Sorry. These conversations are never easy, but see you
Sayonara,
later."
Ciao. Well, now the staffers on Rosie's show are calling the work environment hell. They said that it was awful, that it was just so tense all the time, that it wasn't very fun at all.
Well,
they called it a hellhole.
Yeah,
and then,
not a fun person to work around.
To add to the mix, then of course our buddy Donald Trump has to get involved, because if you remember a couple years ago, he's not a big Rosie fan. And so he went on Twitter the other day and said, "Rosie O'Donnell has failed again. Her ratings were abysmal. Oprah canceled her on Friday night," and just really ripped her. He's called her a pig again and just all this stuff. Now, add to that that Oprah's network is suffering tremendously, and yesterday Oprah had to lay off one-fifth of her staff. These are people from New York, Los Angeles, and it's a combination of Oprah's Harpo employees and also the people that came from Discovery. So it was 15 and 15 that got fired. 30 total employees got let go.
All right. Under the circumstances, there's too much. This was a big deal. She has a lot of money, but why should she throw it? She thought her brand was strong enough to build a whole cable channel around, and it's not, or at least the programming. And they're not going to just come there because it's Oprah's network. It's like anything else, like a radio program.
Can I
like
tell you?
Like a good magazine, newspaper. People aren't going to read it if it's no good. People aren't going to watch it if it's no good. People aren't going to listen to it if it's no good. No matter who's behind it.
It doesn't warm my heart at all to watch people suffer. I don't like to watch people suffer at all. But it does make me feel good, because part of my day job is running a cable network.
Yeah.
And so to actually see Oprah having to struggle like everybody else, I don't know. There's something to be said for that, because she has been such a golden touch on everything. So, I don't know. I think watch what she does to succeed, because I'm watching what she does to succeed, because I know she will eventually.
To succeed, she needs to keep doing what she was doing before, and she should never have left that daytime television program. That's the way I read it. I don't think so. 51 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now 53 after the hour, technology talk on the Good Day program. Shelley Palmer is here, and his focus in part is something called bit throttling. Sounds like a funny combination of words, but apparently it's not amusing, and we'll find out how all the pieces fit together in just a moment here on Good Day.
March is National Nutrition Month, and as such, General Mills is reminding people of the importance of whole grain. The dietary guidelines recommend choosing products with whole grain listed as the first ingredient. But it can be hard to know how to find whole grain in the grocery store. Here's Marilyn Warner, registered dietitian and senior nutrition scientist at the General Mills Bell Institute of Health and Nutrition.
While the front of the food package does provide nutritional cues, shoppers need to look at the ingredient list on the side of the box in order to get the real scoop on how much of each ingredient is actually in the product. You should make sure that the word whole is listed first and is followed by a grain, like oats. An easy place to find whole grain is in the cereal aisle. More than 50 cereals with the white check, including Cheerios, Lucky Charms, and Total, now have more whole grain than any other single ingredient with the same great taste. They also highlight the grams of whole grain per serving on the side of the box.
For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit WholeGrainNation.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, bit throttling may sound like a funny combination of words, but it's no laughing matter. Especially if you're Matt Spaccarelli, the California student who won a small claims court decision against AT&T over its throttling of his smartphone data plan. When you buy a smartphone, you expect to browse the web, listen to music, and watch movies. But if you're in the top 5% of data consumers, AT&T may send you a text message telling you that it's going to slow down your data connection for the rest of your billing cycle. Mr. Spaccarelli didn't think AT&T had the right to do that to him, so he sued AT&T in small claims court and won $850 in damages. He received the check this weekend. Sadly, the problem is not solved. AT&T had no comment and has no plans to change its policy on bit throttling. But if you're a victim, at least one California judge is on your side. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
How many websites and social media sites do you have to log on to before you feel like you're in the know? Brian Osich finds out that there's one place that does all the work for you so you can stay on top of all the hottest happening all around.
More and more people are relying on social media to find the latest news and trends as they break. And with more than 2 billion likes and comments on Facebook and over 350 million tweets each day, it's getting harder to find what's important to you. Social media and pop culture expert Kinsey Schofield says there's an easy way to stay informed.
To stay on top of my reporting for Young Hollywood, I need every tool I can get. MSN now shows me breaking trends from Facebook, Twitter, Bing, and BreakingNews.com all in one place. In today's world, knowing what happened an hour ago is too late. MSN Now is an easy way for me to stay in the know.
Schofield says MSN Now's team of experts keeps you current on anything from celebrity news, sporting events, to the latest internet sensation.
When a hot social conversation or trend starts developing online, the MSN Now editors will give some key insight as to why it's a hot topic. By checking out MSNNow.com, you'll be able to be the first in the know.
For more, log on to MSNNow.com. That's Lifestyles from MSN.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
If you're upset because the hour's over and you're going to go, you don't really have to. Continue listening at Doug's.